Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I'm here with my executive producer, Michael Gamblin. We've been talking about 8 healthy habits and how to develop them in our children in a fun way. And today's show is about health. One of the best ways to be healthy is to have healthy habits, you know, as opposed to unhealthy habits and or addictions. The experts tell us that you need to do something repeatedly at least 7 times before it becomes a habit. And the younger you are when you start a healthy habit, the better off you will be. I decide that it would be a shame if I didn't teach my students these healthy habits. My students' ages range from 7 years to 14 years. And I had to ask the question, how can I teach health in a repetitive way that is fun? It all began one misty, warm day. Michael came home from work and said,
"Honey, I brought you something, a present, for no apparent reason."
When I opened the big box, I found beautiful puppets. I'd never worked with puppets, and I looked questioningly at him.
"You never know when you might need a good puppet,"
he said.
"And just think how much fun the kids would have with these at school."
Since then, I've used them several times, and when I want to teach something in a repetitive way that is fun, well, I pull out the puppets. And that sets the stage for what happened this past school year. I wrote a Healthy to Learn school grant, and I received $2,000 from Adventist Whole Health Network for developing a health program using puppets. And today we will begin our introductory show on the 8 healthy habits. So enjoy this audio version of the students at Gettysburg Adventist School.
Welcome everyone to the first in a health series called New Start. We will be sharing with you the overview of this important topic, the topic of your health. New Start is an acronym for 8 healthy habits. Let's start at the beginning.
N is for nutrition.
Cells, we're made of organelles. If we don't eat good food, we won't fit very well.
Hey, where did you guys come from? So, N reminds us that we need good food in order for our bodies to grow, repair, and thrive.
E is for exercise.
No, stop. I'm serious. This is such an important topic that it could save your life. Our bodies were made to move. Exercise helps with the vascular and lymphatic systems, ensuring that our immune system is activated in order for us to stay healthy.
W is for water, you know, pure H2O.
Hey, I was supposed to say that. Okay, so did you know that every aspect of your body needs pure water? Our bodies are made up of 60% water.
Not your body. I'd say there's not one speck of water in that body of yours.
We're talking about human beings, not puppets.
S is for sunlight.
Sunlight is nature's own radiation. It often gets a bad rap, but we need sunlight to manufacture vitamin D, and vitamin D protects us against all kinds of cancers.
Cancer? He said the C word. There is no C in New Start.
Now calm down. You're right about that. There is no C in New Start. And that's why this topic is so important. Everyone, every day, should fortify themselves by following these 8 healthy habits, which brings us to the letter T.
T is for temperance.
What does temperance mean?
I don't know. Ask him. He seems to know everything.
Yes, I do. Temperance means to do everything, even good things, in moderation. And don't do harmful things at all. Don't breathe, eat, or drink anything that'll hurt your body.
Cells, cells, remain in organelles. If you're taking bad stuff, you really won't feel well.
Okay, cells, we get the picture. Enough already. Let's move on.
Yay, my turn. A is for air.
Make that pure, fresh air.
That's why the teacher always makes us go out for recess to get an oxygen exchange.
Then you have a very good teacher. Remember, it's not always easy to get pure, fresh air. We ride in cars, stay in our houses, and sometimes get exposed to allergens if we go outside. It's definitely a health habit we all need to work on.
R is for rest, which I was doing while I was waiting for my turn.
Cells, cells, remain organelles.
Stop! Rest is one of the most neglected health habits in the United States, with more than a third of American adults not getting enough sleep on a regular basis. And I didn't make this up. It's according to the new study in the Centers of Disease Control.
Yay, it's my turn. It's T, for trust. Not just any kind of trust, trust in God.
Very good, T. You are indeed the best. Because in the absence of trust, we will experience stress. And stress, left unchecked, can contribute to many health problems, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes.
So there you have it. Whenever you feel out of sorts, whenever it's mentally, spiritually, or physically, you can simply do your own inventory and go through the letters like this. N-E-W.
Or better yet, I'll say the letter and you tell me what it means. Like this. Give me an N.
Nutrition.
Give me an E.
Exercise.
Give me a W.
Water.
Give me an S.
Sunlight.
Give me a T.
Temperance.
Give me an A.
Air.
Give me an R.
Rest.
Give me a T.
Trust in God.
Seriously, today is the first day of the rest of your life. You can all have a
new start.
Cells, cells, we're made of organelles. If you do these eight things, we will feel very well. Cells, cells, we're made of organelles. If you do these eight things, we will feel very well. Cells, cells, we're made of organelles. If you do these eight things, we will feel very well. Cells, cells, we're made of organelles. If you do these eight things, we will feel very well.
Well, we have to take a break right here, and when we come back, we're going to start now just with the first show on the topic of nutrition.
I love recess. I also love eating lunch under this tree with all my friends. And since all my friends are busy doing something else, I'll just have to eat lunch with you.
Oh, you're very kind.
Let me ask you a question. You and I are trying to be healthy, right?
Right.
We exercise, drink water, get 8 hours of sleep at night, and breathe as much fresh air as we can, right?
Right.
What about our food? How do I know if my mom packed me a healthy lunch? I mean, she loves me and would never do anything to make me sick. But maybe she doesn't know how to make healthy lunches.
Well, she can do what my mom does.
What?
My mom uses the Bible to decide what I should eat.
Your mom packs you lots of loaves and fishes?
No. She told me that when God made this world, he created just what everybody needed to be healthy. Adam, Eve, the animals, everybody ate the same things.
Really? What did they eat?
Oh, fruits, grains, nuts, seeds, and mangoes. I love mangoes. It's all right there in Genesis.
So if we eat what God created for us to eat, we will be healthy?
As healthy as we can be, I guess. I mean, God knew what we needed. It makes sense that he put good things in nature for us to eat.
Well, let me see what my mom packed for me. Lettuce and tomato sandwich and whole wheat bread. some carrot sticks, an apple, and for dessert, homemade cookies with nuts in them. Hey, I think my mom did a pretty good job.
God would be proud.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Poppy, when are we going to get through this jungle?
I don't know.
Poppy, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, Poppy, let me see.
The strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, an I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at homeschoolcompanion.org. That's all one word, homeschoolcompanion.org.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I'm here with my executive producer, Michael Gamblin. We've been talking about 8 healthy habits and how to develop them in our children in a fun way. We listened to one puppet show, and we're going to listen to another one on the topic of just nutrition.
Will you set the stage and describe what we would be hearing in this next segment?
Well, of course, the audio portion leaves out the cute little puppets. There's little girl puppets, there's boy puppets, there's old man puppets. There's a puppet that looks like a policeman and another puppet that looks like a fireman. And they're all multicultural. Some of them are fair-skinned, some of them are olive-colored or brown-colored. And as the series goes along, we introduce specialty puppets where we will have a heart talking or a brain talking. But in this particular show where we're introducing all the 8 healthy habits, each character says just a little bit. So if you can kind of put your mind's eye in a, you know, put the puppet stage in your mind, use your imagination to put the puppet stage up there and to put all of the other things that go with a puppet show, maybe you can get a little hint of the fun time we had doing this.
When you wrote the puppet script, how did you keep the message in the forefront without the cuteness of the puppets detracting from it?
Well, of course, I didn't totally keep that from happening. The puppets are very engaging. In a world where kids watch a lot of videos and different types of animation, puppets are kind of unique because they can tell that it's just someone's arm there holding it. But the better that the puppeteer does at speaking the mouth when the mouth moves, and there are certain tricks like, you know, keep your mouth open. If you know, on certain words, you keep your mouth open at the end, and on other words, you keep your mouth closed at the end. So we're working on all kinds of things. We have little sticks that you colored black for us. We put rubber bands on them and made so that they could move the hands. And we have different props. So when they were talking about nutrition, they actually were putting food out for the person to have some nutritious food and things like that. Healthy Heart was introduced in this one, and she was quite upset. And Healthy Heart is a very big foam red velvet heart, and her mouth moves, and she has great big eyelashes. And so we put one of the sticks on her hand so she could put her hand up to her forehead when she was just so upset with everything that was going on. So you kind of have to visualize those as you listen. And now we'll listen to that one.
Why did you choose the 8 healthy habits to focus on?
Well, first of all, the 8 healthy habits are something that is easy to remember. It has the acronym NUSTART, which stands for nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And it's something that I learned as a young adult that has been very meaningful to me. And I can't help but think that it would be meaningful to young people as they go through their lives that, you know, if things feel out of sort with themselves, they can have a new start. And you have a new start by doing an inventory of everything that has to do with the health of your being.
Why should nutrition be a habit?
Well, good nutrition needs to be a habit because there's so many forces in life to make us eat things that aren't good for us. We have a lot of messaging through television, videos of things to eat that aren't necessarily good for us. And even the way that supermarkets are designed, they have all the junk food and everything right at the eye level of children. And children want those things. How many children do you know would love to live on Kraft macaroni and cheese and burgers and soda drinks? I mean, just think of how many children in your life, Michael, that want to live that way.
Most everyone I know.
Yeah, I know children that, you know, have grown up with that. And even when I look back at my own childhood, my parents' best of intentions wanted to live healthfully, so they decided to become vegetarian, which meant that now I had another important element from my diet taken away. So I lived on carbs like Kraft macaroni and cheese, boxed pizza, canned string beans. And it wasn't until I was a young adult with children of my own that I realized, hey, I don't have good nutrition going into my body.
What roles do parents play in making nutrition a habit?
So as I mentioned about my own experience, once I discovered these 8 healthy habits and how important nutrition was, I really started trying to provide nutritional meals for my children. And that, I think, is the most important thing. Now, I'm a good example of a child that grew up in maybe not a very nutritional environment that on my own changed, and then the next generation was better than my generation had been. And parents have to really like the food they're eating. So I've seen lunches come to school with, you know, really dry whole wheat bread with cucumbers and onions in it, and just watch the little kid literally cry while they were eating that sandwich. They hated it so much, and I think the onions probably brought the tears to their eyes. But, you know, my heart goes out to that child too, because you have to find a way to make it appealing. I think one of the best habits I did was have live fresh whole food at every meal. So it didn't mean that I didn't have things like lentils and beans and macaroni and cheese once in a while and those kinds of things, but I had the live fresh whole food at every meal. And I just stressed to my children, eat live whole fresh food at every meal. That's an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing to add. So those kinds of things can really help parents bring the level of nutrition up high for their children. And in conclusion, God will help you, because we don't always have the money to have the most organic or perfect food, but he will help you. He will provide for you, and I always trust in God on that.
Yes, we love a God who knew what, do 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 what.
Welcome, everyone, to the topic of nutrition. Last time, we talked about the 8 healthy habits with the acronym of New Start. Now, we'll be going to talk about the N in New Start, nutrition. Did you know that every bit of food that you put in your mouth either hurts or helps your body?
It's about time. We spent a whole show on me. I think nutrition is the most important habit of all. After all, we put nutrition in our bodies at least 3 times a day.
It's not about you, it's about me. I'm Healthy Heart, and I can tell you a thing or two about nutrition. Did you know that the leading cause of death in the U.S. of A. is heart disease?
And that's because of the standard American diet.
Wow, that's sad. Ha ha, get it? S-S-S-S standard A-A-A-A-A American D-D-D-D diet?
Yeah, I get it. It's a lifestyle disease. It's sadder than you think. 63% of Americans' calories come from refined and processed food.
Like potato chips and soft drinks, crackers and dessert.
Another 25% of America's calories come from animal-based foods like milk, eggs, cheese, and meat.
Well, a whopping 12% of America's calories come from plant-based foods. That's some good news, right? Right?
Unfortunately, half of those plant-based calories, about 6%, come from French fries. That means only 6% of America's calories are coming from health-promoting fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds.
Did you know that French fries are soaked in high-fructose corn syrup?
I just can't live like this anymore. Help! Help! Help!
Okay, everyone stop. Can you see your episode in Healthy Heart?
I heard you're supposed to eat live food at every meal.
Live food? Oh, yuck. Who wants to eat a raw fish?
I didn't say raw, I said live. Live means fresh food, whole food.
If God made it, eat it. If man made it, leave it.
If God made it, eat it. If man made it, leave it. That's impossible. God can't make my lunches.
We've gotten a little off topic. I don't want us to hurt Healthy Heart any more than we already have. Can you see she's quite upset? Healthy Heart, what would make you happy?
So many little things build up and hurt me when my vascular system doesn't know what to do with something. It deposits plaque along my vein walls. This worries me so much because I never know when a small piece might break off and cause a heart attack.
I know you're upset, Healthy Heart, but we want to know what will make you happy.
How about a banana? Will a banana make you happy?
Bananas. I like bananas.
I like bananas. I think that mangoes are sweet.
Here's an apple. Will an apple make you happy?
Ooh, apples. I love apples.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Good. I think Healthy Heart is feeling much better.
But it won't last for long if we don't remember to change our lifestyle and always eat good food.
Cells are made of organelles. If you don't eat good food, we won't do very well. Cells are made of organelles. If you don't eat good food, we won't do very well. Cells are made of organelles. If you don't eat good food, we won't do very well.
And we're coming to the end of the show. We've been talking about 8 healthy habits and then nutrition in particular. We love you guys. We have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.